Hi. So I'm Tycho Anderson. This is my colleague Sebastian Dabdue, and we work. I don't know. Is this? Is that? I don't know. We'll see. Oh, did I bump it now? Oh, you turn. Oh, that off. Okay. All right. So we work at Netflix on the multi-tenant container platform there. And I want to point out that the name for this is not in any way related to Jesse Frazelle's library breakout. In fact, I didn't realize that when I cooked up this name that there was that namespace collision. And I think there's some thought that we will probably merge this into a Linux containers project soon-ish. So that disclaimer, this particular name may not be that long-lived. So with that, I just kind of want to go into kind of a basic question. How many CPUs do you have? And this is a question that it seems very simple. You could call one function that would return an integer and tell you the answer. But as we'll see in a little bit, people have screwed it up in a large variety of ways. So the way that we do this today is typically with C groups. I'll go over some of the other interfaces in a bit. But if I just did like a so I'm in this C group here. I've just created it. There's no limit right now. So anything tasked in this C group can run on any CPU. So there's no tasks in this C group right now. So what I'm going to do is put this shell in that C group. So now the things you'll see, the first PID there is the task, the shell, and the second one is cat. So now those tasks are in this C group, but there's still no restrictions. So I'm going to so now I've restricted this particular shell can only run tasks on CPU 0 and 1. So this is like every container engine that you talk to has a way to do this, and this is how they do it. The problem then is if that container itself, for example, suppose that you were running.